Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I'm excited to be kicking off a new radio show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Every week at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and basically any time on the Internet through www.transformationtalkradio.com, you'll be finding me chatting with an amazing array of wonderful and insightful guests from the worlds of coaching, psychology, spirituality, and life change. My goal with the show is to introduce a new voice of reason into the growing industry that we euphemistically call self-help. I want to kick off by thanking Dr. Pat Basile of the Dr. Pat Radio Show in Seattle for having the vision to create this amazing new radio network, the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and inviting me to be part of the lineup of extraordinary hosts and shows that she's putting together, helping people with a new kind of informative, visionary talk radio, the kind of talk radio that actually changes lives. As I've heard Dr. Pat say many times, inspiring people to move beyond surviving to thriving. So thanks to Dr. Pat. In this time of great change in this country and around the world, I think it's safe to say that we've all been forced by this great recession to reevaluate so many aspects of our lives and our careers, our community connections, our relationships, our patterns of shopping and exercising and eating, just about everything. And sometimes it's easy to get discouraged, anxious, and even fearful. So that's why I'm so excited that the Transformation Talk Network is creating a whole series of radio shows with a new twist. We're here to help people stay positive, to stay energized and inspired, to let go of fear and get in gear. My goal each week will be to bring you back in touch with your true self, to help you reconnect with your deepest dreams so you can live full out with more flair and less fear. So let's get started with today's show. I have a wonderful special guest today, a person who is near and dear to my heart, someone who's helped me personally and directly over the years, and who has an over a 20-year practice also as a highly successful psychotherapist. She's helped hundreds, perhaps thousands of others as well. But before I introduce her, let me throw out a starter question for you to ponder. Have you ever reached a point in your life where you just felt stuck? Maybe you got bored in your career or tired or dispirited in your relationships, feeling anxious about the future or frustrated about your job prospects? I think we've all been there. It seems like when we're just cruising along nicely, we've got a good job, we're paying the bills, we may be in a good relationship or surrounded by loving family or community of friends, suddenly something shifts. Maybe it comes from inside us. We suddenly feel bored with things. Or perhaps we're blindsided by a layoff. Certainly that's happening to a lot of people in the last couple of years. And we're in a sense what I like to call being taken down. Well, what then? What happens when these kinds of ruptures come along? I know today we have a tendency to reach for the Prozac or the latest antidepressant. Maybe we talk to a close friend. And if we're lucky, we find a good therapist or a coach. But that can be expensive and daunting. So that's why a few years back, after I'd been through many of these ups and down cycles myself in my own life, and I had started my career as a psychologist and a coach, I decided to write a book to help people get through exactly these kinds of situations. The book is now out, came out in April, and available at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon and wherever great books are sold. It's getting great reviews and good feedback. It's called Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. Today I want to talk more in detail about the book, how it came to be, and some of the key principles and practices in the method that I came to call the life-shifting method. But most importantly, we're going to talk with the key person, a person who was my main collaborator on the book, and without whom, I have to say, the book may never have come to be, and it certainly wouldn't have been as good as it is. And this is my first guest. Her name is Judy Fox, a very dear friend of mine, and I have to admit, my own therapist from way back many years ago. Judy's been in practice for many, many years, and I want to bring her now on, and she'll tell you a little bit more about her work and how she inspired me to write what's turned out to be, safe to say, a life-changing book for a lot of people. Judy, are you there?
I certainly am, Jeff. Thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. I don't know if I can live up to it. It was certainly glowing. I appreciate your invitation to me to be your first guest on your show. And I'm very, very excited to be here and to be talking about the transformational processes that you and I went through in creating this book, and in some of the, also to talk about some of the transformational dynamics that I use in my practice.
Well, safe to say I'm thrilled to have you, and it's going to probably feel a little bit like old times for us to be in dialogue with each other, since so many of the wonderful practices and the stages and steps that are in the book really grew out of our early conversations from many years ago.
Absolutely.
I want to kick off with a question for you.
Sure.
Because I think it's an opportunity for you to share a little bit of your background and really how you came to be so much a part of this conversation that I'm calling, you know, how do we reinvent ourselves during these difficult times?
Sure.
So maybe you'd be willing to share with listeners a little bit about your story and maybe about your reinventions over the years, how you came to be a psychotherapist and how you came to have the philosophy that you have in the work that you do with people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, first of all, in my training as in my profession, my scholastic training, I was trained as a licensed school psychologist. And what I was going to do with that was practice school psychology in an educational setting. And during the time that I was taking my internship, I began to get involved with some transformational courses that were given by an organization called Landmark Education. And this held a particularly interesting focus for me, because it was very different from the traditional psychotherapeutic beliefs and principles. It was very much oriented toward looking at where you, and this is very much the way that I practice in my work currently, that it's very much about looking at where you're stuck and what stops you, where you're stopped, and rather than looking at why, it's looking at what happened and what it needs, what you need to do in order to shift it. And this was very, very interesting to me. And then after I began to do that, to take courses in Landmark Education, there was a specific course that was geared toward transformational thinking, to bring transformational thinking to the psychotherapeutic and other health-related fields. And I ended up taking that course, and in that course, it really transformed my way of looking at being with clients from the perspective, not from the perspective of looking at fixing something or healing something or that something is broken or that even needs fixing, but more about empowering the client to know that they have the resources within themselves to move through different stuck places. And that was very much, it was very meaningful to me personally because I was not particularly thrilled to be doing school psychology in a school setting. It was what my education took me to, but it wasn't really what I wanted to do. And
I want to stop you there, and sure. We have only another minute before we're going to take a break, but I think it's a great place for us to insert that one of the interesting dynamics between the two of us is that we both bring kind of a unique perspective, and I would say kind of a new paradigm view toward coaching and psychotherapy. And that really is what has informed me in writing the book and where your perspective was so powerful. So, you know, when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about how psychotherapy has evolved. I think that historically we all have a tendency to think that it's about mulling over your childhood for years mm-hmm. and years. Mm-hmm. And I know, having worked with you, that you have a very different view on it. And I know in my work, we focus on coaching. And so when we come back, let's talk about how those two things intersected in creating this book together.
That's great, Jeff.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm talking today with Judy Fox, my guest, a psychotherapist, and my key collaborator on my new book, Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. And just before the break, Judy had been sharing with us how she has developed over the years kind of a unique perspective on her psychotherapy practice and really moved on from what I think some of us think of as the perhaps a bit cliche or some of the traditional approaches to psychotherapy and is really a more practical coaching kind of approach, which I also take in my work and which very much informs the kind of work that we put together in this book, because we really wanted to create a book that, although it has a psychological perspective, is practical in its approach and gives people practices and things to work on specifically when they come up against anxiety and fear and that stuck place. So, Judy, are you there?
certainly am. Still here.
Great. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about how you approach clients when they kind of walk in your door and start from that standpoint of, you know, I'm really feeling stuck, I'm really feeling anxious, and I don't really know where to turn.
Yeah, it's very, very different from traditional psychotherapy in that it's very present-oriented, and so we begin with where the client is currently and where the, and then I ask people to take a look at what they want to have happen, where they want to go, what they want to have happen specifically in the session for themselves. And so it's about the client generating something for themselves in the session, because they're the ones who are going to be doing the work. Not the therapy is not going to do the work for them. The aha moments are not going to do the work for them. They're going to have to do the work. And so just as an example of the kind of work that I do with people, I had a client who came in a very depressed, anxious state. And he had been a successful consultant in a business firm, consulting other businesses in terms of strategy planning and productivity. And he was very successful and then began to not be so successful and then had some personal breakdowns. And he was ultimately let go from that firm. And it was mutual because he wanted to open his own firm. And yet he had gone through a personal breakdown that included a divorce, and he had a lot of negative opinions from other people in his field and around his social life, which were kind of connected. And he came into my office feeling like he was swimming as fast as he could in a river that where there was a flood behind him, a flood of negative energy and negative emotion and negative criticism. And he was swimming as fast as he possibly could.
Wow.
And we looked at that, and all he knew how to do was to generate himself more and bigger and keep on doing better, 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 bigger, bigger, bigger than he had done before. And with this river analogy, I looked at him and I said, well, what about getting out of the river? And he was like, he was stunned. It just stopped him cold. And he said, you mean I don't have to be reactive and relating to all the people from my past? I said, absolutely. Getting out of the river is starting newly, creating newly from who you know you are and the value that you know that you bring and the successes that you know that you can have, rather than trying to prove yourself to the people from your past. Now, that was a major transformation for him, and
yeah,
it completely changed his focus from his past into his experience of himself in the present and creating a future. And he was returned to who he knows he is,
right,
rather than being lost in the past failures.
Well, I love that story because I think it points to, you know, this whole new way that we can look at supporting people as therapists and as coaches. And it's really one of the key themes that you and I generated together when we were first putting together this book proposal. And the theme that I really wanted to key in on was how people come to us with a story. You know, we tell ourselves a story about who we are and our community and our job. And
what's
seems
the truth and what reality we live in and what we make into the truth.
In our lives,
we don't even realize what we're making into the truth.
Right. And so much of the story, it seems to be a fact. You know, it's like it's a real wake up when all of a sudden you realize that it's just a narrative that you've created.
Yes.
And true, it's generated from your past, but it's not hard. It's not solid. It's something that is fluid and what's actually happening in many cases when people come to us, I think, like the client you're talking about, and there's so many case studies that I share in the book, some of which came from your practice and our dialogue, where people came to us feeling stuck and resistant and fearful about change, when in reality, the signals that they were receiving, the symptoms that they were feeling, were really just prompts for them to let go of a particular story that no longer served them.
Exactly.
Whether it was in their career or even in their relationship. And, you know, it doesn't automatically mean that you have to leave your job or you have to leave your partner, but it does require that you step back and actually see that the symptoms you're feeling and what you might call fear is really just being afraid to change. And so part of, I think, what you do in your practice and what we focused on in this book was giving people practices to be able to reinvent themselves and rewrite the story at any time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And rewriting the story is not just making up some kind of fantasy story. It's actually seeing that you made up the first story in the first place.
Right.
That the first story, the original story that you make into the truth, that we all make real and make it into the truth, is one that we have created ourselves and continue to create and accumulate evidence to reinforce that that story is true. And
yeah, it's very interesting you're saying that, because there's an interesting paradox that takes place when people come to us in what I would call being stuck in your story. And that mm-hmm. is that you've reinforced your story from all different angles. You know, you've decided your career is a particular title and a particular lifestyle. You surround yourself with friends or partners and community that reinforce that story. And it's unfortunate, but at times you really have to step back and kind of re-find your voice. You know, that voice that kind of got lost somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah.
And that's where practices that we call reframing, recognizing, refocusing, those are the kinds of things that we talked about in the book.
Yes.
That give people an opportunity to step back and reconnect to their own inner story and realize that they can rewrite, they can reinvent the story.
Exactly, exactly. And in reinventing the story, people are then empowered to take different actions based on what they come to see as a new story, as a reinvention. That's the practical aspect of looking at reinventing yourself, and then looking at the practices, the actions and practices that you can take to reinforce the new story, reinforce
right.
the reinvention, rather than reinforce the old story.
Yeah, and I'm going to, you know, we're going to go to a break, and I want to talk about something that might be viewed as a bit controversial in our next segment, because in so many cases, you know, people are really looking to alleviate the symptoms these days when you get depressed or when you get stuck. And yes, there are things out there to help do that, but unfortunately, they don't necessarily bring about the kind of change that you're being prompted to change.
Yes.
And so when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what your view is and my take on what can you do to get your body in gear? What can you do to get your heart, your head, and your physical system aligned to reinvent the story? And whether or not, you know, there are different practices, there are different ways to think about it, rather than just turning to the infamous antidepressant regime.
Sounds great.
Did you know Greek-Gods yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek Gods yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Discover why researchers are investing time and money in an attempt to explain reconnective healing and how you too can master this extraordinary work. Reconnective healing is a globally recognized new level of healing and has been documented in 6 books to date. Join Eric Pearl in Los Angeles for the Level 1 and 2 Reconnective Healing Seminar, October 1st through the 3rd. These seminars will teach you mastery beyond anything you've ever read about, thought about, or dreamed about. To register, visit TheReconnection.com.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now 2 sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount. Details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Okay, we're back with Judy Fox on Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull. And just before the break, we were talking about this kind of new paradigm approach that we're taking in our work together with clients that are really going through difficult moments, feeling anxiety, feeling stuck, kind of in a breakdown mode. And I know it's become really, really common for people to turn to the pharmaceuticals that are out there. And in many cases, there are situations where taking antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs can be extremely helpful. But I'd like to share with my listeners and get some comment and input from Judy around the theme that we talk about in the book, which is that sometimes those moments in our lives when things are not going well, when we're really up against it, are actually signals for the best thing that ever happened to us. And it's when we begin to be able to recognize that we're fearful of change, but at the same time, we are desiring change. So many cases that I can think of, and I share many of them in the book, of people that come to me feeling depressed or feeling anxious, and they're in that stuck place and they just want to feel better. But at the same time, there's an inkling of a desire, of a dream, of a fantasy, of a new career, of potentially finding a new relationship, doing something more creative with their lives. And I think one of the things that I really wanted to focus in on the book by describing the steps for moving through fear and tools to support that is, rather than always turning to something to just get rid of the pain, to actually turn inward and begin using practices that help you move into a whole new series of possibilities, a whole new space of seeing the potential for a new way of living your life. Any thoughts on that, Judy, with your people?
Well, absolutely. I think that what we're pointing to with this is to have the possibility of holding the experience of anxiety or whatever it is that we're labeling that we call depression to be the wake-up call to signal the the need to go inside, to start the internal exploration, rather than just medicate it and numb it and dissociate it away, which is what the tendency is in our culture. With the advent of all the psychotropic medications that have people going to a psychopharmacologist, and a psychopharmacologist listens to what's going on, listens to the symptoms, and then comes up with a medicinal cocktail of different antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs to handle the symptoms. And that what we're pointing to when we were talking about it in the book, and what your book so brilliantly points to, is the breakthroughs that are available in going inside. So one of the techniques that I use in my practice is a technique that you describe in your book that we talked about and generated together. It's called automatic writing. And what that is an exercise where a client sits down with paper and pen and a kitchen timer and sets the kitchen timer for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, however long they want to do this, and then starts writing on the subject that is their anxiety or what they think is their anxiety, or even just the subject writing the title, my anxiety or my depression, and then starting to write and not stopping, so that even if you have nothing to say, you say, blah, 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 I have nothing to say, but you just keep writing. And that what that does is it bypasses the critical egoic mind, and it gets down much more deeply into exactly what it is that may be unconscious or resisted or not or denied. And that it's a very, very excellent tool to get people to start to discover what's going on underneath the catch-all phrase of I'm anxious or I'm depressed.
Right.
So that's one of the techniques that I find very, very useful in my practice.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really great example. And in the book, there are a number of exercises like that. And one of the things that I want to, you know, make sure that we inject into the conversation as we think about ways for people to get back into communication with themselves. I think that's really the core of this, mm-hmm. is that, as you said, rather than shifting immediately into trying to take a medication that calms the anxiety, certainly there's a place for that. And in many, many severe cases of not being able to function, that may be appropriate. But in so many cases, these kinds of moments, these moments of feeling down or depressed or anxious or stuck, are really signals, and they come to us in so many different ways. It's something that we talked a lot about in the book, is looking at symptoms, body aches and pains and headaches and neck pain, and actually getting into dialogue with yourself. You know, one of my favorite practices is yoga. And one of the reasons that I'm such a big proponent of yoga, and it's a growing field, and I'm very excited about that. In fact, I know there are other hosts on the radio network that are experts in yoga. But the great thing about yoga practice or any of these kinds of physical activities is they also give you an opportunity to kind of get back in communication with yourself at a physical level, to actually ask yourself, you know, what's really going on? What is my neck pain trying to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in my system? So often our bodies actually know better than we do. As you said, it's like the ego mind is attached to the story. You know, that I must be a banker, or I must be a lawyer, and I must make this much money, and I must live in this particular kind of house and have this particular kind of car. And some other part of us is actually desiring to do something different, to go back to being a musician or a painter or a dancer, or to get back into a creative mode. And so this is one of the things that brings on some of these breakdowns. So I'm a big proponent of things like automatic writing and meditation practice and yoga. And there are a number of other creative practices that we came up with in the book that involve movement and artistic activities like visualizations. And all of that has really one goal, and that's to help people get back in dialogue with themselves and to realize that, you know, when you're writing your story and you go back and you look at what you wrote, that it's just that. It's a narrative. And what's exciting when you realize that your story is being created on the fly is that it means you could reinvent it on the fly. You can reevaluate it. You can start over again.
Yes.
And you and I both can think of examples of people doing that at 30, 40, 50, 60, at any time during your life.
Absolutely.
Don't you think that's true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That I love what you're saying about getting back in touch with yourself, because so many of us do not hold our bodies as getting in touch with the self. We can think of getting in touch with the self as the emotional self or the spiritual self. But there is the physical self that so many of us are cut off from and aren't really in touch with the experience of emotion in the body. And yoga and moving the energy around and exercise is part and parcel of the body-mind-spirit connection,
right,
that allows people to be empowered to keep moving, to keep growing, to keep reinventing. So
yeah,
it's
there's
not
a wonderful
just
exercise in the book that we learned actually together from two of our spiritual teachers, Tom and Flame Lutz, that, in fact, I'd love to have as a guest at some point, but they, you know, this idea of exercise, we have a tendency to think of exercise as, you know, getting out, losing weight, dieting, and making sure that you're burning calories and you're on the treadmill.
And running on the treadmill and running.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all great. I mean, it's perfect. You want to be in good health. But there's another whole frame of reference also in terms of movement. And there's a wonderful exercise in the book that is really about shaking and moving, and we create it with music, and you move at a very high pace, and it's very intense breathing, and then after that, you do that for 15 or 20 minutes, and then you can move into a nice meditative space, and then do some journaling, and ask some, you know, really profound questions about what's going on in your life, and you find that getting back in touch with your body in a whole different way, you're actually listening to what your body has to share with you. There's wisdom in the body that comes from a different place, really.
Absolutely. And the another way of using that exercise, Jeff, is to also, when there's something that's really confronting, or that the energy is really either really, really down energy, or really, really upset energy, or really tense energy, or really anxious energy, to use that body movement to move that energy.
Right.
So that the experience is really, talk about reinvention, it's a 10-minute reinvention right there, very, very concrete, to experience the energy difference between before you do this exercise and after you do this exercise.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, and that's very.
I think this is a great segue, because I'm envisioning the times that we've done that kind of exercise of movement in a group. And so, you know, we've spent the last half an hour talking about the dialogue with yourself and the way we support people to reinvent their lives by getting back in touch with their own story. But there's another whole element in this, and that's what's going to be in our next book, which I've started working on, and I'm hoping you'll continue to collaborate with me. And that's about how we interact with the world in terms of the communities that we involve ourselves with. So when we come back from the break, I would love to have you share some of your experiences doing group work, because this is another really powerful element of helping people move through those stuck places. You don't have to do this alone. I mean, part of what we've been talking about is getting back in touch with yourself, But there's another whole frame of reference, which is to get back in touch with community and to choose really wisely how you create intimate dialogue with other people. So let's talk about that when we come back from the break.
Very good.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
The Reconnection presents the 8th Annual U.S. Mastery Conference in Los Angeles, October 8th through 10th. Celebrate the reconnection of science, healing, and consciousness, and join this once-in-a-lifetime group of world-renowned speakers, authors, scientists, and luminaries. Elevate your health and happiness to new levels and connect to your true healing mastery. Featured speakers John Holland, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza Danion, and Catherine Brinkley. Raymond Moody, William Tiller, Eric Pearl, and more. They'll reveal new insights for the recognition of healing, science, and consciousness. Register now at TheReconnection.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
WBLQ.
And we're back. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and my guest this week is Judy Fox, who is my key collaborator on my new book called Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. And Judy and I were just talking about some of the new practices and approaches that we used in the book to help people move through fear and actually to really move through those cycles in life when things all of a sudden whether from the inside or the outside, come get in our way and kind of stop us dead in our tracks. And in the last few minutes today, one of the things that I want to really key in on is this new focus that Judy and I are taking up as we prepare to collaborate on my next book, which doesn't have a title yet, but the theme of the book is really to build on a key aspect of the book Shift. And that is that it's really, really crucial that we, in terms of transforming our lives, not only get into dialogue with ourselves and look at how we can reinvent our story, but also who we reach out to. How do we have what I call our flight crew? Who supports us? Who's there for us? And in the book, I talk a little bit about this theme of belonging. You know, there's something that's really crucial to feeling good about your life and moving through difficult times, and that's feeling part of a community. Some of us get that from our loved ones and our family or from some of our spiritual communities. And unfortunately or fortunately, sometimes we need to move through that aspect of our lives as well and reinvent the communities that we participate in. And I know Judy is an expert in this area, having been involved with a number of different community groups and retreats and things over the years. So, Judy, I want to ask you to share your perspective on this idea of, I guess, what I'm going to call gathering, kind of staying connected in an age of, you know, where we're all wired by text messaging, but we're not doing the face-to-face, intimate connections that are really so crucial to our lives.
Yeah, one of the most important aspects of my ongoing transformational process has been the creation of community groups of like-minded people with whom we can all share our processes. And the reason that it's been so instrumental is that the experience of being in a group with people who are focused on connection, people who are focused on who are committed to a non-judgmental safe space in which to explore individually and collectively what is possible, that it provides something that goes beyond. It's like the, you know, the what's the saying? The sum is greater than the individual parts.
Right.
And that I've had the pleasure and the privilege of being with different groups. I started a retreat called that I called The Gathering. And I did this with three other women, and then it expanded at a later time to doing this with you, Jeff, where we called people together who were committed to spending a week away from their lives in an environmental place that was very beautiful, and to spend a week being willing to go deeper in terms of emotional connection, intimacy, spiritual connection, and creative energy. And the experience, and this was just an experiment that we called The Gathering. We had no idea what was going to happen.
But it was an experiment that's lasted for 20 years.
Exactly. Well, right. It wasn't an experiment that lasted 20 years. The Gathering ended up lasting 20 years. Initially, it was an experiment to see what could happen. And what ended up happening initially was this profound experience of connection that every single person who participated had, and that it was transformative in their lives because and these were people who came to these gatherings from all over the country. And we were able to connect in ways that you don't even connect with your next-door neighbor best friend, because the intention is to be supportive, is to be connected, is to be intimate, is to be creative, is to be supportive, is to be free.
What you're talking about is a unique variation of community. And it's not group therapy. It's not, it could be called a spiritual retreat on some level, but it's not necessarily religious. And what I found very profound about the experience and sharing it with you is the diversity of the people, people coming from all different backgrounds, different religions,
exactly,
different races, different careers, and being called together initially, I think, by friends. You know, I'm doing this really exciting thing and I think you might love it. And so it was sort of self-selected over time.
It was totally self-selected. There were certain people who didn't want to participate at all. Well,
but
they were not the
really
seekers of this kind of connection. Yeah.
I really appreciate that. I think we're going to kind of running out of time here, but
mm-hmm.
I want to just reiterate that that's going to be something that we're going to talk about more in the future, and I want to have you back on the show again.
Oh, I'd love to come back.
And I'm really excited to be exploring this idea of creating community and deeper connections, because it's something, you know, in the world of Facebook and Twitter, it's great that we're all wired together, but I also think that there's a real desire and a need for people to come together in true community, like to be together. I know we go off for a week and we cook together and we create fun and exciting practices together and we share. And as part of this next book, I really want to put together kind of a how-to manual for people to be able to do that. So I'm very excited to be able to – I think that's really kind of the next stage of
mm-hmm.
what I'm calling life-shifting and reinventing our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to do it in community, because the beauty of not being alone, being connected – and being connected at a much deeper level than just being wired together on Facebook is really, really very exciting.
Yeah, and the other thing that's really crucial about this is that many people belong to communities, whether it's their family or their religious group, but so many of those kinds of settings, those groups for people, are actually very, very fractious these days. There's a lot of conflict, you know, whether
mm-hmm.
it's on a macro level with our country and the blue and the red states and all of that. But even on the local level, you know, I know when I get together with the family, it's like some people are way over in this corner and they're Republicans and they feel X, Y, and Z about it very strongly. People have really strong opinions about things these days. And I think that that can actually break down this sense of connection and belonging and communing that we all long for.
Exactly.
And it's an important element of transformation. And so I know for myself that I want to write about that. I want to give people access to how to create that in today's wired world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's bypassing the ego, because the political concerns or the money concerns or the day-to-day concerns are very much caught up in ego. And what we're talking about is very much connected spiritually, to connect in the heart space.
Right.
Where it doesn't make any difference what your political opinions are, or
right.
what religion you are, or what your background is, or what career you have.
Yeah, and it's really calling forth a way for us to learn how to listen to each other again.
Yes.
And this, I think, is what's missing from sort of the national dialogue and on many levels the local dialogue. I remember one opportunity that we had in a group that we brought together at one of these gatherings where we did this automatic writing exercise that you shared with the listeners, and we did it together as a group. Do you remember?
Yes,
and
very much
all,
so. And
we all
shared
took 3 minutes to write, and then we all just sort of read out loud some of the things that we had written, and it was so profound
mm-hmm.
to just really hear what's going on with people from a different level, from a place that was beyond opinions and staking out territories, and just listening, just sharing.
Yes.
And it puts people in a hopeful, inspired, and connected place. And that's what I really care about creating.
Absolutely. So I think it's going to be a very exciting journey to put this into book form, to be able to share it with the readers, so that this can actually have a far greater audience.
Right.
As a possibility.
Absolutely. So listen, I think we're actually getting over our time. I haven't been prompted to stop yet, but I imagine I will be.
Okay.
So I just want to take a minute to thank you so much for joining me and being part of the show. I love you dearly, and I look forward to having you on many, many times.
Well, this has been truly a pleasure, and I thank you also for inviting me. And I love the way that we can share our ideas and actually, as a possibility, be heard by others who may be inspired to continue on their own journey as well.
Great. So thank you, Judy. And I just want to share with listeners, I will be on every Monday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time and also available to be downloaded at transformationtalkradio.com. And if you'd like more information about my work and Judy's work, you can find me at www.jeffreyhull.com. There's a lot of information there about the book and information about ways to get in touch with me, and also another website, www.life-shifting.com, in which I discuss my practice and my work with individuals, groups, and corporate entities. So be in touch. Give me your feedback. Let me know what you'd like to hear on the air. And thank you very, very much for joining us.